Shivering in the Dark. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. Nearly 400,000 customers in four states are without power because of an ice storm that's coated everything in a swath from West Texas to Tennessee.
When you consider how much weight is added by even a half inch of ice, and some of this accumulation is much more than that, it's not surprising to see those limbs snap and to see some of those lines come down.
And spokesman Matt Mitchell of Austin Energy, 8 people have died in the storm, most the result of car accidents on slick roads. House Speaker McCarthy says his meeting with President Biden Wednesday to talk about the debt ceiling was a good first step.
I don't want to put it in any false perspective. So we both have different perspectives on this, but I thought this was a good meeting. We promised we would continue the conversation. We'll see if we can get there. I think at the end of the day, we can find common ground.
The government has until June to raise the debt ceiling before potentially defaulting on some of its debt obligations. The Fed raising interest rates again Wednesday, a quarter point this time. It's the smallest increase in months. But Fed Chair Jerome Powell says there are more ahead.
Although inflation has moderated recently, it remains too high. The longer the current bout of high inflation continues, the greater the chance that expectations of higher inflation will become entrenched.
Powell says there are signs, though, the Fed's interest rate policy is starting to work. In Memphis, the funeral for Tyree Nichols highlighted with calls for police reform. Reverend Al Sharpton saying police culture needs to change.
I can't speak for everybody in Memphis. I can't speak for everybody gathering. But for me, I believe that that man had been white, you wouldn't have beat him like that night.
Nichols was beaten by police when they caught up with him after he'd fled a traffic stop. He died of his injuries 3 days later. Five officers have been charged with his murder. Wall Street mixed on Wednesday. The Dow down 7 points. NASDAQ up 231. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.
Police in New York City have cleared a sidewalk encampment erected by migrants early this week outside a Manhattan hotel.
The asylum seekers had been housed inside the hotel, but the single men were told they had to leave to make way for families, relocated to a shelter at a cruise terminal in Brooklyn. But they didn't like the dormitory-like accommodations there, so they returned, demanding to be let back in the hotel. Denied, they said they'd rather sleep on the sidewalk than at the terminal. More than a dozen migrants voluntarily left the encampment for the terminal before cops and sanitation workers cleared out the rest. In New York, Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
The House will vote Thursday on a resolution to remove Minnesota Democrat Congresswoman Ilhan Omar from the House Foreign Affairs Committee over her criticisms of Israel, which her critics say crossed the line into anti-Semitism. West Virginia's near total ban on abortion is being challenged in federal court.
The Women's Health Center of West Virginia calling the now 4-month-old abortion ban in the state unconstitutional and irrational. And federal lawsuit filed by the ACLU on behalf of West Virginia's only abortion clinic. The lawsuit seeks to halt the ban while the case is heard. Under this law, abortions must be performed by a physician at a hospital and only in cases of medical emergencies and for rape and incest, but only up until 8 weeks of pregnancy for adults. The Women's Health Center says the law's healthcare restrictions are, quote, continuing to inflict irreparable harm on patients, especially West Virginians who are just seeking access to essential care. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
State of Texas has ended the life of a convicted cop killer, giving Wesley Ruiz a lethal injection Wednesday evening. For the 2007 shooting death of Dallas police officer Mark Nix, Ruiz apologized for it in his final statement. Marine biologists say that humpback whale that washed up dead on a Long Island beach this week likely died from injuries suffered when she was struck by a boat. I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.